This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. The Chinese National Health Commission says there are more than 800 confirmed cases of the new coronavirus countrywide, and that at least 25 people have died. Beijing has isolated nearly a dozen cities in Hubei province with a total population of 35 million. The unprecedented move is aimed at containing the infection, which has spread to several other countries, including Japan, South Korea, Thailand, Taiwan, and the United States. Shanghai's Disney Resort, a major Lunar New Year tourist destination, is temporarily closing. In the city of Wuhan, where the virus is believed to have originated, a new 1,000-bed hospital is being built, and the hope is that it will be completed by February 3rd. Meanwhile, authorities have banned planes and trains from leaving Wuhan. Toll roads have been closed, and ferries, subway, and bus services have been shut down. 15 medical workers are among those hit by the virus, which has spread from Wuhan to Beijing, Shanghai, and Guangdong province. Though it was a split decision, the World Health Organization decided against declaring the situation a global health emergency, which the WHO describes as an extraordinary event that puts other countries at risk and one that requires a coordinated worldwide response. Here in the U.S., the head of infection prevention at Providence, Rhode Island Regional Medical Center, Everett, Sarah Wilkerson, says medical experts believe there are two main ways to pick up the coronavirus.
They believe that it's spread potentially through droplets in, when you breathe or cough or anything like that, as well as contact, so actually direct contact with the patient or the surfaces that may be contaminated.
A U.S. federal judge has sentenced a Libyan man to more than 19 years in prison for his part in the 2012 attacks on U.S. facilities in Benghazi that killed four Americans, including Ambassador Christopher Stevens. Mustafa Al-Imam was convicted by a jury last year. He was brought to this country after U.S. troops captured him in Libya in 2017.